It is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. Of course, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. Right now, I do have Greg lined up. Greg, is that you?
It is.
Now, I can't reach Tim.
He's in Las Vegas. Let's see, 4:30. Well, I know he said he was going to get up because he has to do his run this morning after the radio show. So keep trying, I guess. Otherwise, it looks like it might just be you and me, buddy.
All right. Well, Jill will be in a second. She can take. But I'm going to keep trying while we start off here. Because
okay.
So now you're in Florida, right?
Yeah, we got back. Well, let's see. It started with Spokane. Then we were back for one day, 2 days. Turned around, did the laundry, packed him up. He went out to Los Angeles and did the Neil Young sale, train sale, and guitars. Then flew on Saturday to Las Vegas, where he's there until this 17th of December. He's teaching the Uniform Standard of Professional Appraisal Practices, USPAP. So he's after this weekend, when he gets back on the 17th, that'll be the end of this year's travel for 2017, and then it starts again pretty quickly in 2018, and it just keeps going. So all I can say is thank you, Delta, for all the frequent flyer miles. It allows Tim to allow me to travel in the style that I have become accustomed.
You know what's strange about this? It shows that Tim's on the call, but he's not. it's hilarious. It's one of these. It says not on this call, Tim Luke, and then it shows that he's on the call. I have no idea. So I think there's a problem with Skype. So
I don't know whether he's updated his Skype. I update mine because of the troubles, as you are well aware of. I seem to be the one that's always having trouble with Skype. So the first thing I do when I turn on or when I open Skype every Tuesday morning, now I check for an update, and I update immediately so that I make sure that I am online with you. So it's technology. I know I spoke with him last night, and I do know that he was intending on doing the show this morning. So, Tim, if you're there, I think Marshall's going to keep trying, or maybe you can just click on it and join the call. I don't know if you can do that from your end. But
and it won't even let me take him off to retry to call him. Very bizarre. Very bizarre. And now I lost Greg. This is just unbelievable. We're going to try this again here. See what happens here. This is unbelievable. Skype. Well, we got you back,
okay,
Greg.
Okay. I don't know. I just got disconnected there. So
that was Skype, and Tim is it still shows. We're going to give up on Tim.
Go back to bed, Tim.
Yeah, go back to bed, Tim. We'll speak to you next week. All right. So where do you want to go this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, I am really excited because while we were up in Connecticut doing the HVA auction, which, by the way, thank you to everybody who made the event such a big success. This year was once again a very, very good year, and the weather cooperated. Thank you, Marshall. I asked you to make sure that it didn't snow, and you did, so I appreciate that very much.
Well, you're lucky.
The event went very well. We raised a significant amount of money, and we exceeded last year, so that was that's a good thing. And we've been invited back for yet a 16th year, so we will be continuing to do that event next year. And we had a successful event. And one of the things that was really great about it was last year was kind of a rough year for HVA because we lost one of our big supporters and a very well-loved character in up in the HVA, Frank. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name right now. It's a little early. He was nicknamed the Bard of the Housatonic. And so we honored him this year. And the Frank Mulvaney. And so passed away this past year. So we honored him this year. And it was quite an emotional moment. And the senator from Connecticut got up and, you know, we auction off the opportunity to have breakfast every year with the two senators. This year we had just the senator and we had a new congressman. And the we auctioned off the opportunity to have breakfast with them. And so they're only limited up to $2,000. So because of the restrictions that the ethics committee has on these things. So we were able to flip it. We started out, we just said, let's not just waste our time bidding on it. Let's just say, who wants to do it for $2,000? So we ended up flipping it three times. And so we ended up making $6,000, right off the bat. So, that was, a very good thing. It was a very impassioned speech about what was happening with the river, up there with all of the changes that are happening with the EPA. And so it was a very good year. And we're looking forward to 2018 coming back. But while we were there on our off time, Tim and I rented three different videos. They were documentaries that we found on HBO. And one of them was called Blurred Lines. The second one was called Sour Grapes. And the third one was called Fabergé. The first two, Blurred Lines, is about the art, the contemporary art market. And I really, and we've talked about this numerous times on the show. This one, it starts with the opening the day before the market crash in 2008. And it follows the contemporary art market and how manipulated it has become, because it's more about the money rather than the art, and how the prices are manipulated by the galleries and, yes, even the auction houses. And the interesting thing about it is we also watched Sour Grapes, which runs parallel timeline. It opens, it started, the movie started the week of the same crash. And if you watch the two of them side by side, there are very, very, there's a great deal of parallel between the two events that happened. The Sour Grapes is about the guy who was faking a very famous French wine and with different vintages. And he was busted because the owner of the winery discovered that, well, wait a second, all of these great wines that have been selling at auction and been selling privately, we never even produced a vintage of that year. So that was his his downfall. And just like most of the people who get caught for doing these things, whether it's in the wine market, the art market, collectibles market, sooner or later they all make a mistake that gets them busted. So, but these two, they run right up until recently, and I really, really highly recommend to the listening audience that they go on to Netflix. You can get them from Netflix. You can get them through through Comcast or HBO documentaries. They are amazing, amazing documentaries, and they will just keep you glued to the edge of your seat while you're watching them. And it's really, you just have to shake your head when you finish watching these movies, just because it's amazing how much they parallel each other. And the third one that we watched, which was really spectacularly beautiful, was on Fabergé. It was called Fabergé, and it was the documentary starting with Carl or the Fabergé family when they started in 1887, and it chronicles the history all the way from the Bolshevik Revolution all the way up until today, and what happened between then and now. And there was a time period, as I'm sure you're well aware of, when Fabergé was used on everything. There was hair products. Farrah Fawcett was used as one of their spokespeople. And of course, there was, who can forget Brute? Did you wear Brute?
No.
You didn't? Neither did I. I thought it smelled terrible.
I wore Old Spice because my father wore Old Spice.
Me too. My grandpa used it, and so did my dad, and so did I.
Plus, it was a great bottle. Brute reek.
Yeah, it was a white bottle with a silver top.
But talk about design, by the way.
Yeah.
How it affected.
Well,
Brute,
this is really one of the most beautifully filmed documentaries that I have ever seen. And the good news at the end of this documentary, Fabergé in 2007 was repurchased by another company, and in 2009 they brought on the great-great-granddaughters of the Fabergé family, and they are now back to producing the jewelry and the objet that they did from the very beginning, with the exception of the eggs. They are making a form of that, but it just got to the point where everything was cheapened because of they were just going on the name Fabergé. But this is really an excellent documentary to watch. The history, they show the different eggs, Fabergé eggs, and there was one just recently that was unearthed, and it is just an amazing piece of art just to watch the documentary. And these objects, you can understand why they have become so revered over the years. So I really, really want to make sure that I get the word out to these three documentaries, because they are absolutely amazing, and they fit into our industry so well, as far as collectibility, the collectibles, as far as their value, what makes them valuable, which we've talked about all in the past, the provenance. Everything that we have talked about on the show over the past 10 years, yes, it's been almost, I think it's going to be 10 years in January that we've been doing this show. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but I think this might be going into our 10th year.
I think it is too.
It has to be.
Did you did HVA before us?
We did HVA, yes, and then we, then after that, we started doing, I think in January, we started doing this show, if I'm not mistaken. So
anniversary time.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that it's been that long, but.
Every day, day well, it and has day. Been.
Yeah. We only have about we only have about a minute left on today's show, but you did a great job in filling in. I called Tim, but I got a voice message on his cell phone. So I said, Tim, we're just calling to see where you are. Are you sleeping or are you running?
What you should have said, because he understands this, and I don't know why you haven't figured it out yet, is this is just classic, absolutely classic Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
And Tim is, I mean, classic. Starting very early this morning, Greg, you weren't the only one this happened to.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that I was able to learn the little trick about updating Skype before I sign on to it, because that's really made a big difference. So
save the day, which you did. So thank you.
All right,
you're welcome. Hey, and we're, you know, you might have snow up there, but you know, we did have snow down here too.
I know, it's really. I mean, my reports from right around where you are is it's a little on the nippy side.
Yeah, it is. It is, but yeah, I had to actually cover our orchids. Because I didn't want to lose any of them. So, the nights have been great sleeping weather. So I keep the windows open, but we don't have snow, so I don't have to get out and shovel. So I don't envy you guys that.
All right.
Listen, you guys have a terrific week, and next week Tim will be home. We will both be on the same in the same office at the same time.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next week, and great job.
Thanks. We'll talk to you then. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. That is Greg Strom filling in for Tim Luke this morning with Appraise This here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you'll find them at tqag.com on the web.